devoted to its master. It might want to help him get away. I sort of chuckled at the image of Long Shadow trying to run, busted up the way he was. I had no sympathy for the guy. I tried sensing Lady's presence ahead, could not. And I could not go anywhere in a straight line, of course. I still could not walk through walls, which meant I suffered the same constraints as Shadows. Did that mean I could go anywhere Shadows could? Did it mean Shadows could go anywhere I could? That was troubling. There was no light inside Overlook, nor any sound or landmarks. I changed my mind about finding Lady quickly. I can have nightmares about darkness and tight places, even when I'm awake. I turned back. Insofar as I was aware, there had been no branchings to make me lose my way. I ran into a shadow, head-on. There was no source of light but the forge where the torturer heated his instruments. That flickered, illuminating the creased, weathered, bronze face of the frightened little man who had not become a soldier because he wanted to, but because he believed he owed his gods a service when they demanded it. Like all his own people, and as their enemies did also, he hoped his own gods were strongest and would prevail. It was one slice of nightmare, 2 seconds long, filled with information so alien, most would never make sense to me. I wasn't sure I should assume that the shadow I'd encountered actually connected with a man who'd been tortured to death after having been captured in some religious war. No religion in these parts worked that way. Not even the Deceivers did, though they had tortured some victims in ages past, in the Grove of Doom, during their Festival of Lights. My encounter with the Shadow had not been that bad, really. I didn't think collisions would be troublesome as long as I was ghostwalking, but it probably would have been a fatal meeting had it come while I was in my own body. The incident did leave me goofy and disoriented. I floated back up to the remnants of the crystal chamber. The place had cooled down. The light had gone dead. But there was another light in the world now, despite the overcast. Daylight was coming at last. Just as I realized that night's siege was ending, a final small volley of fireballs erupted near the Shadow Gate. Then the world went still. And for a few minutes, nobody and nothing was killing anybody or anything anywhere within sight. I looked south and reflected that there was no smoke to keep me from going over there and taking a peek. And shadows did not bother me in this state. And if they did try, why, they behaved like rodents. No matter how big and ferocious, they stayed close to the surface. They wanted to be able to get into hiding quickly, and I could fly. I started southward. I really did. But something happened. The earth shook again. Lightning struck Overlook only a dozen feet away. Tai Day woke me up. The effect was, I headed south, but something grabbed me by the scruff of the neck, and I spun northward like a leaf snatched up by a dust devil. "I don't want to get up," I told the hand abusing my repose. "I'm tired. I worked all night." I was tired. I had worked all night. Hard. I did want to roll over and snooze for another 8 hours. Tide poked me again. And then there was the other problem. Maybe a bigger problem. My feet were wet. I pushed myself up onto one elbow as Tide told me, "You must get up!" I hate to admit it. You're right. I gotta get up. I had to get up because